This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Secretary of State is back in the Middle East. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins his seventh diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began more than 6 months ago. Blinken's visit, which includes a little more than a day in Saudi Arabia before stops in Jordan and Israel on Tuesday and Wednesday, comes amid renewed concerns about the conflict spreading in the Middle East. And with once promising prospects for an Israeli-Saudi rapprochement effectively on hold as Israel refuses to consider one of the Saudis' main conditions for normalized relations, the creation of a Palestinian state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has seen measurable progress in the humanitarian situation in Gaza, Blinken said Monday, but he cautioned that it still wasn't sufficient and vowed to press Israeli officials later this week to do more. Meantime, World Economic Forum ministers slammed some Western countries for their muted responses to alleged human rights violations in Gaza. In a panel at the forum, Norway's Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide spoke about the Israel-Hamas war.
The first act was the Hamas attack on Israel, but the way Israel has conducted the war has also been very problematic in light of global norms. And if we don't call out that, it comes back and haunts even the argument on Ukraine.
And President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine said Monday that vital U.S. weapons were starting to arrive in his country in small amounts and that the process needed to move faster as advancing Russian forces were trying to take advantage. Zelensky told a press conference in Kyiv that the situation on the battlefield directly depended on the speed of ammunition supplies to Ukraine. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arrests roil campuses across the United States as protesters demand the U.S. cut ties with Israel. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says college and university administrators need to hold protesters to certain standards of civility when they're demonstrating against the Israel-Hamas war.
I think it's a dangerous situation. You said pro-Palestinian. There's also anti-Semitism, which is completely unacceptable. I've been shocked to see that in this country. First responsibility is the administrations of these colleges. That's the first responsibility.
The Philippines has closed schools down and warned of overloading on its power grid as authorities across Southeast Asia issued a series of health alerts for a crushing and deadly heat wave. The country's education ministry canceled in-person classes at public schools for 2 days on Sunday. A man was convicted of involuntary arson on Monday for his role in Greece's deadliest wildfire in memory, and five former fire officials were found guilty of misdemeanors linked to their response to the 2018 blaze, judicial sources said. As the court announced the convictions and the acquittals of 15 others, relatives of the victims shouted shame, according to one of their lawyers. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports now on an investigation of automaker Ford after two fatal vehicle crashes.
Ford's partially automated driving system is under investigation after two deadly crashes. Both of the crashes involved Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating the incidents, one in Philadelphia in March, the other in Texas in February. Three people died. Ford says on its website that its driving systems do not replace human drivers, who have to be ready to take control at any time. The government says the investigation will evaluate how the Blue Cruise partially automated driving system performs and will also look at its camera-based driver monitoring system. Ford says it's working with NHTSA to support the investigation. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. House and Senate negotiators said Monday they had reached a deal to boost air traffic controller staffing and boost funding to avert runway close call incidents, but will not increase the airline pilot retirement age to 67 from 65. International rules would have prevented airline pilots older than 65 from flying in most countries outside the United States. Check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.